Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The eyes of the world are on the U.S. over the next few days, including in the Middle East. Jordana Miller is joining us live now from Jerusalem. Jordana, I'm sure all across the Middle East, you have people paying very close attention to what happens over the next few days.
That's right. And the American election is really has put everything on pause here. That is all of the ceasefire efforts that the Biden administration is leading, both in Gaza and in Lebanon on the northern border. All of that really on hold until we know who is going to be the next U.S. president. The prime minister here, Benjamin Netanyahu, not likely to make a major move. And as we know, he was very close with former President Donald Trump during his tenure, and he has always really favored the GOP, that is Netanyahu. So he'll be watching closely. I think, you know, in places like Iran, for example, you know, there's a lot of focus also on who could potentially take the White House. It is a very obviously fundamentalist, religious, and really, you know, chauvinistic regime. And it's unlikely that the leaders there are rooting for someone like Harris. Although they may feel in the end she'll be easier, quote unquote, on Iran. I'm not sure that's true. So a lot of, you know, everything seems to be in a holding pattern now until after next Tuesday.
You know, where you are in Jerusalem, is there a candidate that Israelis want to win? Not just Netanyahu, but Israelis. Or is it as divided as it is here?
Well, I think Israelis really like President Trump. You know, he had very favorable ratings here in Israel when he was president. And that's because, you know, President Trump really changed American policy in favor of Israel. I mean, he recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. He recognized Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. That was a big step. He threw into question whether or not settlements in the West Bank are really illegal under international law. You know, another policy that favors Israel's position, at least what was then the position of the Israeli prime minister. So Trump is extremely popular here. Having said that, he's unpredictable. And I think that's, you know, that is an X factor for this region right now that no one wants, given how much volatility there is. There's a war in Gaza. There's a war on the Lebanese border. There is continuing conflict with Iran. We've heard from Iranian leaders in the last 24, 48 hours. They've changed their tone. They're threatening another direct strike on Israel. You know, that's going to take a lot of American cooperation again as the allies work to defend Israel in that case. So, you know, I think Israelis are also, you know, watching closely.
Jordana, thank you. Jordana Miller joining us live this morning from Jerusalem.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.